constantly voice what they are truly feeling or thinking, not because they are trying to be crafty, but because it is human nature to desire to reflect the right emotions, thoughts, or words, or the least embarrassing ones. When you understand human psychology, you learn how to read people so you can understand what they are thinking, but not saying. You learn to watch people for clues about who they really are. To understand the visible behavior you or others display, let us take a behind-the-scenes look at human mind processing. The psychology of a human mind. Psychologists view the human brain as a kind of computer. It takes in information, input, processes and stores it in various ways, and then produces an output, visible behavior. This means 1. How we react to the world, our behavior reaction, starts with a sensory perception, i.e., the way your five main senses, along with other sensory abilities, input information to your brain. 2. The second step is processing and storage. In this part, the brain mind works through the data from the sensory perception and tries to make sense of it. The important information is committed to memory, which is why you will remember something that you have seen, smelt, felt, or heard. 3. The third step is releasing the output, which is the display of visible behavior, for example, a frown, wrinkling of the nose, a touch, a smirk, and so on. These three steps show us that every reaction and emotion has a trigger that lays in our senses. When trying to understand why people do things they do, it is important to consider the trigger. It connects us to the behavior and makes it easier to understand why. Each of us processes information differently. Even when exposed to similar experiences, our senses will pick it up in a similar manner, but the experience will be different through the processing, such that the output varies from one person to the next. Why is this so? Psychology has tried to find out. It is the reason why we can barely understand our own behavior most times, and why it is so hard to understand others' behavior. Charles Dickens once pointed out, "A wonderful fact to reflect upon, that every human creature is constituted to be that profound secret and mystery to every other." Thanks to psychology, these mysteries are now solvable. You can read and understand others. They call it reading people like a book. Let's learn how in the following chapters. Using psychological techniques to analyze people. When reading people, you should always keep in mind that there is always more than meets the eye and more than said. For instance, you may meet a casually dressed man who introduces himself as a retail store owner, but in the real sense, he is a spy. These are very good at camouflage. Would you, in your infinite wisdom, know if that man is a spy? Yes, you would, but only if you paid attention to the person's verbal and nonverbal cues, manner of talking, keenness on things that are not as intriguing, among others. Analyzing someone demands that you observe and interpret that person's verbal and nonverbal cues, even the ones you think are insignificant, the ones that are easy to miss, the ones that allow you to see past the person's mask and into the real person. You see, logic alone cannot tell you the whole story. Enough people know how to just give enough information to manipulate you into thinking of them a certain way. For this reason alone, you ought to seek other vital forms of information so you can learn to read the intuitive cues people give off. Other than being a keen observer, without ogling, you also need to let go of preconceptions and emotions that may distort information about a person. They act as translucent objects that prevent you from seeing a person clearly for who they are. For instance, if you had a disagreement with someone a year ago, and you are still carrying the emotional baggage, a smile may mean mockery instead of a kind gesture. This is why, to avoid misinterpretation and distortion, you must remain objective and receive information neutrally. It also means you should surrender all biases and let go of limiting ideas. Let us explore the three basic techniques used in the art of reading people. First, observe body cues. Words account for a very small percentage, about 7%, of how we communicate.